Good Shabbos, everyone. Shabbat Shalom. First, I'd like to send congratulations to Miriam and Jacob Zeman upon the birth of a baby boy. The bris will take place over Zoom at 1:30 p.m. tomorrow, Friday. Mazal Tov. We are saddened to inform the Mekor Bracha community of the passing of Mekor member Melvin Miller, Zichrono Levracha, husband of Eunice Miller. The virtual Shiva details are TBD. May Eunice and family be comforted among the mourners of Zion in Jerusalem. Our Dovah Pasha this week opens with the words Bahar Sinai, which seems fitting for this period leading up to Shavuot, when we commemorate the day we received the Torah at Har Sinai. However, the topic addressed at the outset of the Parsha is the mitzvah of Shemitah, the sabbatical year, which seems entirely unrelated to Har Sinai. So Rashi asks his famous question, Ma inyan Shemitah etzel Har Sinai? What does Shemitah have to do with Har Sinai? Good question, but there is something even more perplexing. Nowhere in the Torah does it tell us that the events at Mount Sinai took place on Shavuot. All references to Shavuot are in the context of agriculture, such as Chag HaKatzir, the reaping festival, or Yom HaBikurim, the Day of First Fruits festival, or Chag HaShavuot, the festival of weeks based on the Omer barley offering on the second day of Pesach, which ends with the Shtei HaLechem and the Lechem Tenufa, both wheat offerings brought on Shavuot. And I think it is no coincidence that the story of Ruth that we read on Shavuot took place during Zman HaKatzir, during the harvest, in a city called Beit Lechem, literally the house of bread. I could go on. But there is no mention anywhere of receiving the Torah. Why would the Torah neglect to tell us that Shavuot is the anniversary of what is the most significant event in Jewish history? As we've discussed before, the narrative of the original Bahar Sinai is presented in Parshat Yitro, immediately following the story of Moshe and his father-in-law Yitro. While some commentators point out that the sequence is not correct chronologically, it makes sense nonetheless because Parshat Yitro teaches about Derech Eretz, literally translated the way of the land, another agricultural reference, but its significance is much deeper. Although Derech Eretz has several interpretations, its most basic meaning is to have respect for other people. This imperative is so important that the Midrash tells us that Derech Eretz Kamal Torah, the way of the land comes before Torah. In other words, the way you live your life is about much more than adherence to religious rituals. The Torah is not simply what's known as a lifestyle. It should be integral to who you are, as life itself and like the air you breathe. Possibly for the same reason, there is no mention of the world to come in the Torah. Many commentators ask why, and the Rambam in Hilchot Tshuva implies that if you focus on the world to come, you inevitably become the kind of person who treats this world simply as a means to that reward, instead of something precious for its own sake. That's also why the Mishnah reminds us in Avot, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey, that Al Taseh Atara Litkadel Behem, V'lo Kardom Lachbor Behem. Don't use Torah as a crown to glorify yourself, and don't use Torah as a shovel. Our relationship with Torah should not be a transactional, something we learn and keep simply out of expedience. This is also a truth expressed by the Jews at Har Sinai when they declared, Naaseh V'nishma, we will do and we will listen. Many commentators ask, how can you do before you hear what to do? In this regard, I always mention the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Pei Ched Amud Aleph, which quotes the Malachei HaSharet, the servant angels of God, who asked, Mi gila levnei raz zeh? Who revealed this secret to the Jewish people? What secret were they alluding to? The secret that the Torah has is your essence, your life. Like the Malachei HaSharet, we should aim to be like an exceptional butler. Someone of that caliber does not need a list from his employer to specify every detail of his work because he has what we call a professional identity, and he strives to live up to it. So that's why Shavuot has no specified date. The Gemara teaches that it could fall on the 5th, 6th, or 7th day of Sivan. I think the Torah is emphasizing that there is no such thing as Torah Day. And that's a message in our second parasha, which begins, Im b'chukotai telechu, if you walk in my statutes. What does it mean to walk in statutes? Rashi explains that it means hevu amilema Torah. You should toil in Torah. Because Torah is not a duty you perform in a segmented part of your existence. The Torah stays with you in your journey through life. Telechu. Just as God commanded Avram, lech lecha, to be sure to walk through life. And this is what the Mekor community exemplifies. It goes without saying that we are grateful to have our shul's physical space. Goodness knows it was hard won. We cherish the times when we can be together, and God willing, we will be congregating there again soon. But our Mekor congregation understands that just like Shavuot and Torah, our rituals and prayers and sense of community need not be confined to a particular place or time, as long as we remember to continue our walk. Shabbat Shalom.